Alright, good Vox, Greg, for coming. Let's just recap what we did last week on Tzifhei and Tzifov. Basically, we mentioned that if someone sells a mum and it's a mum oiva, it's a fixable mum. The halacha is that in most cases, the moicha has a right to block the lukeach's taina of bitul mekach and say that he would rather opt to fix the mum, and with that the mekach will be kayin. And the last halacha which we learned, which is Tzifov, discusses as a general rule, a mum is considered something which the Haskamas B'nai Medina is to return such a mum. If in doubt, if you want to know what a mum is, you can find out what the Naik Shabbalim, do they return such a defect, and that is considered a mum. Okay, now we're about to start Sif Zayin. Simen Reish Lamed Beis Sif Zayin. This Sif requires a Hakdoma. There's Halacha Bayono, when you overcharge somebody. It's also to overcharge somebody, and then there's a recourse as well. If you overcharge more than a shtus, it's bitul mekach, more than a sixth. But the halacha is that what happens if I want to protect myself? The seller would like to protect himself, so what does he do? He makes a tanai. He sells the item and he says, almanas, that you can't come back to me if I overcharged you. I don't know if I am. I'm not telling you I am. I'm not telling you I'm not. I'm just saying, almanas, shein lecha alai, oh no, you can't come back to me. Normally, a tanai should be mamun iskayim. Here the Gemara says that it's not. Because lo yada d'machem is a concept that a person doesn't know that there is anah there to know that he should be meichalit, and therefore even if the seller made such a tanai, the lekech could still come back to the meicha and taino anah. And as a machlek is training, what does it mean? Why do we have this klal of lo yada d'machem? I'm going to mention two pshatim here because I would like to use these two pshatim for the following sif. One chat is the Ramban. The Ramban says that a lokeach, normally, typically, when he goes into a store and he's willing to purchase an item for that price, he feels that that's the accurate price, a fair price. And therefore, even if the mecha says, you know, there might be a no, and if there is, I'm not sure lokeach lion, no, you have to be meichalit, it doesn't work because the person thinks, I'm not being duped here, I know that this is the right price. He doesn't even accept, he doesn't even entertain the tanai of the meicha, and therefore he has a right to go back for anah. That's the Shitas HaRamban. The Rashba takes it a step further. The Rashba says that the reason why we say such a sort of liyada demachil, he doesn't know to be meichel, is because we have a klal, a person is not going to be meichel his mistakes. He's not going to be meichel someone when someone's ripping him off, someone's stealing from him. He's not going to be meichel. A normal person doesn't willingly go into a sale or go into any adventure knowing that he's going to be ripped off, and adai tadoch he should be meichel. So akokoch, even if you did tell him I'm not shilach alayno, akokoch we have to touch up like this, that he really didn't mean it. And he's, let's say, relying on the fact that he knows business, or he's relying on the fact that it's damn, you're just covering yourself, but you don't mean it either. You don't really truly believe that there's anah, and therefore it's lo yada d'machil. But basically, what comes out of that gemara is that even if it's a chiddush, even if you make a tanai, the tanai is not going to work. And now we would like to apply that to mumin. It's a standard thing what we do today. We try to cover ourselves in contracts and stores, policies, that if it has a defect, don't come back to me as is, all these type of things. And let's see in the next Sif Zayin if it's going to work. Zakta Machaba. Kala lokeach stam. Anyone who purchased something stam. Remember, when you purchase something stam without any specifications, you have a right to go back for mumin. Means afuk if the guy told you lahedi that there's a mum. Kala lokeach stam, eno lokeach ela hadova sholei mekom mum. Normally he expects to get something which is, has no defects. V'mpirish ha-moicha, but if the moicha specifies v'oma, amanash ena tochiz alai b'mum, the moicha specifies, you know, let's make a deal, I don't want to ever see you again, I don't want you coming back to me, that's it. Amanash ena tochiz alai, or amanash ena tochiz alai b'mum, Zokta Mechaba, which is the Rambam, Harez the Choyza, he still has a right to come back. Making such a general tanai does not work. Ad Sheyefarish HaMum Sheyesh B'Mamkarei, unless the seller actually specifies the mum which is there, V'Yimchul HaLakech, and the Lakech accepts it, so then he's Moichel. But to make a general klal, Amnash Hen Lachar Alay Mum, does not work. Oy, a second alternative is, Oy Ad Sheyemuloy, or the Moicha could tell him, Kol mum sheyimta b'mekach zeh, any mum which is found in this mekach, ha-poiches domav ad kach v'kach, which will bring down the value of the item so much, up to $10 worth. Kibalti yosei, so Lokeach says, actually the Mechaba is talking about the Lokeach saying these words, Kibalti yosei, I'll accept a mum which goes up, you know, takes off the value of the item, $10, that will work. Why? The reason why a general klal of Eina Tochayza like B'mum doesn't work is because if for someone to be meichel, he has to know exactly what is being meichel, and therefore you have to specify it. Just like by Ono, we have this concept, you have to specify, and if you don't specify clearly, the mechila does not work, the tonight does not work, so too by Mumin. This is the Loshon of the Rambam, which is the Mechabah. The Mechabah obviously learned the Rambam, the way he brings it down, he learned the Rambam that a general understanding that it's just like Ono, and the Lomdis is, that just like by Ono, you don't really mean it, you don't accept the Tanai unless you know that it's there, so too by Mumin, you don't accept the Tanai unless you know it's there. However, the Rishonim learn up Bedas HaRambam, that the Rambam is really going L'shitasei. There's a Machloikis, a Veltz Machloikis, what happens, could someone be Meichel or be Makna, Dova Shein Le'Kitzva? Could I be Meichel something that, you know, there's no limitations, it could be $1, it could be $10, it could be $100, I don't know what I'm being Meichel, I might be losing my shirt here, that does not work. That's a Mechil on a Dova Shein Le'Kitzva, the Rambam holds does not work. The other Rishonim hold it does work. And in fact, not just the other Rishonim, come out, all the Rishonim argue with the Rambam, and we pass them like all the other Rishonim. And even the Mechabah, who generally goes like the Rambam, in that Indian, Paskin's not like the Rambam. Brings it down, but he says that the Rishonim argue with the Rambam. We Paskin's not like the Rambam. So the Ramban says, and the Chukas Ramban says, Badasa Rambam, and this Rambam, he says, this Rambam is going L'shitasei, that he understood that it's as Moichel Dovashin L'kitzah, which doesn't work. That means, let's take a back effect. That means the Rambam learned the Sugya of Ono, which says Lo Yada D'machel, that when you make a Tanai by Ono, it doesn't work. The reason why it's lo yada demach is not because of the Ramban or the Rashba, I just told you, but the reason why it doesn't work is because it's a mechila na dava shein lo kitzah. You're selling me an item, you're telling me there might be or not, and I paid you $100. Maybe the item's worth 90 and I'm paying 10 extra. Maybe it's worth 80 and I'm paying 20 extra. Maybe it's worth 50 and I'm paying 50 extra. I don't know. So that's a dava shein lo kitzah, and therefore the mechila does not work. Therefore, since the Rambam held that was prad by Ono, the Rambam applied it to Mum and said, so too by Mum, if you're going to sell a Mum and say, I'm not going to call Mum, and since it's a Dovah Shein like Kitzvah, it's not going to work, unless either you specify the exact Mum, or, that's why the Rambam has a second aid, or if you put a cap to it. I'm saying, up to that amount, I want you to give me a Mechila. If there's a Mum, a defect, which will lower the price up to $20, that I want a Mechila, and that will work. That's why the Rambam holds that will work, because the whole problem is a mechila na dava shein lekitzah. Once you put a cap to it, it's a yesh lekitzah. It has a limitation to it, and therefore it will work. Now, we who do not pass like the Rambam, so the Torah argues with the Rambam, the Torah says, therefore, that the halach of lo yada demachal is limited to ana. But by mumin, lo yada demachal, by mumin, you don't have that concept of lo yada demachal. By mumin, if a guy's going to say, I'm not shein lekha lai mumin, that will work. There's no reason why the Mechila should not work. And there's no reason why the Tanai should not work. The Rambam is going L'shitasei. Now there are other Pshatim in the Rambam, or at least Pshat in the Sugya of Leida Demak, which I mentioned, and we could apply to Mumin. And let's go through it. If you learn like the Ramban, that the reason why Vayono, Leida Demak, the reason why a Tanai doesn't work, the reason why he doesn't know to accept the terms, is because he thinks that he knows the right price. He knows what the market's going for. So even though you told him not in La Carolina, no, I know better. So therefore I'm not really Meichel. Now by Mumin you cannot say that, because by Mumin he does, even if he sees the item, he doesn't know what's in the item, what Mumin are there which he cannot detect at the time of the sale. So therefore, if a person would make a Tanai, a Menashe and La Kalai Mumin, it goes to say that Loiti Ramban, it will work. And that's the Shita Satur, that if a person would say Menashe and La Kalai Mumin, it will work. However, if you learn like the Rashba, that the Rashba learned Pratna Loyada Demachal, why Ono was, because there's a klal. No one is going to be willingly going into a sale and into a mechila on something that is being ripped off. No one's going to go in and know that he's being ripped off, at least entertain he's being ripped off, and give a mechila. There's no reason why he should do that. So therefore, it's like a umdana, not something that he never accepted the terms. And therefore, he must have relied that there was really no one not to begin with. So too, by Mumin, you could reason that also, a person's not going to go into a thing and buy a car and then find out that it's a lemon and say, well, because the Moichel said, I'm not shein lekha lai mumin, it's going to work. The person has a cloud, although a person not willing to accept and to be damaged knowingly, and therefore he must have entertained. The reason why he accepted these terms is because he really didn't accept the terms, and he was just thinking, there's no mumin anyway. The Moichel is just covering himself, and he really doesn't mean it. which would come out basically, and that's what it is. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Yad Ramah holds like the Rambam, or at least he says the Klal, and he just moisev one more svar. He says that by Mumin, Amanas will not work, first of all, Lo Yad Adamachom. Second of all, he says that Mumin, there's such a wide, by a Noah, all it is I could overcharge it. Oh, good, a little bit, a little more. There's one problem. But Mumin, maybe when you go into I buy a car and I say, okay, even though they are Mumin, maybe that means if there's a scratch, if there's a tear, if the window doesn't work, whatever it is, but if the engine doesn't work, I never even entertained such a big Mum. So therefore, the Rama says, whatever Mumin's going to be there, he could always say that when I accepted the Mumin, Icha Gemeint, those Mumin which really don't bother me, I'm not such a Mafunik, but this Mum bothers me, and therefore, it will not work. However you slice it, the bottom line is it's going to be a Machlokes Rishonim. The Machaber brings down the Rambam, like I said, because the Machaber had his understanding of the Rambam. The Ramah, interesting enough, does not argue with the Machaber. Uncharacteristic of the Ramah, normally he would argue and bring down, especially if the Torah argues with the Rambam. But so here he holds that we could pass him like the Rambam. And probably it is because in the Darkei Moshe he brings down the Yad Ramah. And he says that in the Kram, it could be nothing to do with Shein Lokitzvah. It's a new Svar like Ono. Like I mentioned, like the Rashba Svara, that a person willingly will not go into such a deal, and therefore a Tanai doesn't work. So if you walk away knowing that it's a Machlokes Rishonim, but at least you have a steamer's Machaber and Ramah, then Amanas will not work. So if you go into a store and he has a sign up in the store saying that there are no returns, that's not going to work. I'll be halacha. And in fact, a lot of our disclosures and contracts, which we write in fine print, everything under the sun, all those things are not going to work up here halacha, or at least like to Mechavim Ramah, because you can't cover yourself on a blanket general thing, I'm not saying Lokalai Mumin, because the Lokaik never really accepts those terms. Any questions?
No returns.
Oh, you mean if you just mean the return of the 30-day policy, fine, 100%. I'm talking about if it finds a defect.
What does the Mechavim mean over here when he says that
Well, he holds that if the problem is because of Mechilin Adav Shein Lokitzvah, if that is the problem, so if you put a cap to it, then it's as if you know the problem. For example, by Ono, I could tell you something and then say that there is a no of yes mishtos, and you have to be meichelet, or there is a no of shtos, and you have to be meichel, and that will work. By mumin, even if the person says, well, that's a shayla, how vayt he has to say? Does he have to say, I know definitely that there's a mum? Right, but what happens if I would specify a mum? Let's say I say, I'm selling you this car, but the window might not work. I mean, I'm not giving you a general thing or mumin. I'm telling you specifically, everything I take a chrys, but the window might not work. Well, is that enough for the Mechava? So if you hold the perkas dom levat kakva kakla chari, that should work, because we know what the window could cause a problem. And even like the other Rishonim, there's a machlekas achrayim, that might work as well. That might be considered enough of a pirish, enough of a yediyah for the Meichel to realize, hey, this guy is serious, I better, if I go into this deal, I know that I might be getting a car without a window.
What does the Mechava mean? A cap for price or an actual specific what the mum is?
Either natural specific, he gives you two eights, right? Either shifash mum sheish mem karay, or hapeches dama vakak vakak. He gives you a cap. Either one is enough. That means you know what you're being meichel. You know you're being meichel up to $20. You know what you're getting into, because that's the Rambam Lishitasi.
So by Noah, we said that the pot mishdus automatically mechilah. But by mechel mem karay, we don't say something.
By a mum, correct, which we learned before, that if you have a mum, even if it's not even peches at all, let's say.
If I
make this tonight, I say I'm not saying by moon.
So you wouldn't fit this into it
if I just say I'm not
saying
I'm moon, and I don't know what.
Usually the shot is because it's worth less, unless it's a very big moon. But let's say it's a type of moon that somebody would be much on.
I'm talking a moon is as common as banana. A moment means as comes b'nei Medina that they would not be meichel and they would return it. If you have something that people generally are meichel, then it's not a mum. By its very nature, it's not a mum. Could be other problems. It could be ono, like you're mentioning, but it's not a mum. Here the whole simon from now on, we're talking about mumin, which as comes b'nei Medina, that's a defect, that's not acceptable.
So that means if it's a skoma of bnei adam, but it makes it worth less, so then if it's more than a shtus, it'll also be a problem of a no.
Well, why do you have to go to a no? You have a problem of mumen already.
No, if it's a mumen, then people would be meichel.
Oh, would be meichel, then you have a problem of a no, correct.
But they still have a problem of a no.
Correct.
Even though they're meichel on the mumen, but they're not meichel on the keter.
Correct. I mean, let's say you have a scratch on something that the person's not makban on. He buys a table and there's a tiny scratch and he's not makban on that. But if some reason that scratch will lower the item, the value of the item, of course, is it going to be or no?
The cat signs off on a blueprint. There's no mistakes. They print it and they find a mistake.
And it's a printing question you have. You want to know, is he a chori for the printing?
In other words, is there a the fact that he signed off? He missed a mistake. He didn't see it, but he signed off.
Okay.
Everything's fine. Go to print.
Okay, so let's talk. Let's say you create a flyer or a brochure for somebody, and he signs it off, and you print it. So there could be two reasons there why that will work. First reason that will work is, let's talk more general, is here we're talking about movement which a person cannot detect, right? He doesn't know. Let's say you'll have something which is a shteg, which I mentioned before, early on. Let's say you have something that the shteg is that everyone checks before they purchase. Let's say if you can create such an established thing by a used car, you always go to a mechanic to check it out, and you don't, that constitutes a mechila. If the shteg is everyone checks it before they go to print, and this person either was careless or he didn't bother to check, so that will constitute a mechila on any mistake that might happen. It means he's relying, okay, fine, and I know. But more specifically in your case, it might be, I don't know how it's structured, but it might be that there's two parts to the deal. There's a part of the graphics and creating the blueprint or whatever it is, and then there's a second half, the printing. Now, pretend there would be two different persons. One does the graphics, one does the printing. So Reuben did the graphics, gave it to the guy accepted it. Now the guy went to Shimon and decided to print it. And the printing was a great job, but the problem was a bad blueprint, so therefore the printing's worthless. The printer deserves to get paid. He did what the person wanted. So even if you do both, I'm trying to say that it might be structured. I'm doing this two stages. So therefore, stage B, you can have a tiny. This is what you supplied me to print. Stage A, you might have a tiny. Look, you gave it to me and it's not perfect, so you might have to correct those words, whatever's missing. But you know, you're obviously your downside's limited.
But why is it a chaos problem to check the print? Why should the maker selling him the thing, sign off? You're the mumkin on this. I'm providing you. And if you're supposed to check it also, I'm not the only
one. So I did check it, but I might not be perfect. I know I might not be perfect.
Sometimes they do that. You check it over. They're not interested in being bothered. Like, you check it over. If it's good for you, I'm printing. I'm going to print.
Right.
So why should I be able to do both?
Well, on the printing side, there's no problem. Like I said, that's the second stage.
So the printer is saying that, you know, I give him an invitation. He gives me an invitation. We go to the invitation. He misspelled my name on the invitation. So I didn't pick it up. So my problem? Why did you pick it up? You're the person.
So why'd you sign off on it? Why'd you sign off on it?
I signed off to the best of my ability. I looked, but I didn't see it. Now I did.
Okay, but that's also what you signed off. You're supposed to see that. Okay, good, but let's say I would be the printer. Again, if it would be two separate people, Reuven did the laid out the invitation and Shimon's doing the printing. So Shimon, you don't have to pay Shimon for printing such an invitation. You supplied him such an invitation. He printed it. Either it was a mistake. Go back to the
same person.
So I'm just saying, even if it's the same person, but obviously he's breaking it up. So he's giving you two stages. There's the graphics, and now before printing, I don't want to take the achrayus of printing. You have to sign it off before I print. You signed it off, so it means you're now hiring me to print.
Why don't we say by a no, that's not so much
better. Well, let's save it for a no.
The next question was, why is it a kitzvah? It is a kitzvah. Worst thing can happen,
he loses
all his money.
Everyone has that same problem. That's vice is viewed as a double shame like it's a. No one entertains losing all their money.
I just want to go back to the original cheshbon here. By no, we don't pass like a rabbi, right?
By no is a gemara mefereshes that a tonight does not work. That's a gemara mefereshes. The shaila is why doesn't it work? You could have al tzmeichu double shame like it's a, or it could be like the Ramban because the person thinks he knows better, or it could be like the Rashba because the person in the non sade, a person won't be meichel being stolen from. But that's a Gemara. Now, question. But like the Gemara, no one argues with the Gemara. That's a Gemara. Question is how to apply it to Mumin, or can we apply it to Mumin?
The Rambam
doesn't say Alzavachain Lokitsa. That's Mavu in this Rambam. The Rambam really doesn't say Dovachain Lokitsa. The Mechaber brings down the Lashon HaRambam. But what is Pratan and Ramam. Obviously, Mechabe didn't learn Ramam because
you see between Mechabe over here and Mechabe over there, because
you... The Nostir, over there, it also, it doesn't work, and here it doesn't work. And if I can't even say it's because Mayam Mefarish, I know. The question is, how do we understand it? If we understand how Zavah Shein Lekitza, the Mechabe is very nice, but we don't pass on Zavah Shein Lekitza. So you have two choices. Either go like the Ramban, like the Tur, so then everything should work by Mum. Because the Rambam obviously learned the Mechabe learned the Rambam not as Zavah Shein Lekitza. He had a different track, but the Rishonim learned the Rambam like that.
So you have to say the Mechabe learned from the Rambam as well?
Stam, like the Rashba, something a person really doesn't mean it. But it's a little bit difficult, because if you go like the Rashba Svara, that you have a non-Tzadei person's not Meichel, even if you put a cap, HaPeches Doma V'Kach V'Kach should not work. If a person, we have a Kalal, a person not going to be Meichel, being stolen from, then even if you put a cap, it might go down $20. I don't want to be Meichel even a possible $20 I'm going to lose. So the problem is, how did the Mechaber bring down both Halachas, or both Eitzes of the Rambam? If you held like the Raman, the whole thing should work. If you held like the Rashba, everything should not work. And even HaPeches Doma V'Kach V'Kach should not work.
What was Yad
Ramah's suffer? Yad Ramah doesn't say HaPeches Doma V'Kach V'Kach. The Yad Ramah just passes this halacha that lo yada the mochel, and he just says another svara that by mumin, you know, there's a wide spectrum of mumin. Maybe I understood it to be this mum, and something else came.
Help me with this whole cheshbon of the kitzvah
here. The kitzvah should also not work unless you tell me that he understood any mum up to $20. But it becomes problematic. The mechaber is problematic. That's. Okay, one more question.
If the moon is about Golan, for example, something like that piece of land, and it's wet, so you know it's wet, but you didn't think that you couldn't build with it. So this is another chain, so the person, the locator doesn't know what he's getting into. He knows it's wet.
But he knows that there's a risk they might not build. He sees the problem. So
he never dreamed that because of it was a little wet that there was going to be a swamp underneath, and he wasn't going to build.
If he's... If he didn't see the swamp, then he didn't see it. But if he saw the swamp and he thought that he could clear the swamp and he couldn't, that's a different story. There's a true
Bezeraj. He didn't understand the swamp.
Let me give you a tshuva, and let's see if we can apply it to here. Without getting into the intricate of the tshuva, but the nakuda of the tshuva was, the guy bought a house. Knowingly, he wants to open up a window, let's say, to the east side of the house. He needs a window there. There's no window on that side. And he went into the deal thinking that he was allowed. Why not? I opened a big deal, $1,000, I have a window there. And when he's going to cut out a hole and make a window. And after he purchased the house and he decided to make a window, all of a sudden his neighbors start to complain. It's Hezekiah. Now let's open up a window there. And let's say the neighbor was right. It's Hezekiah and he can't open up the window. So the guy wants a tiny Mechak Toysa. That dog, I didn't want the house. So Rashba says, that's very nice. You saw the house, you saw the matzis, you saw the net, you saw everything. You didn't know the halacha, but there was nothing was neschadish, nothing inherent that became a mum. You thought you could do it, you couldn't. Okay, so you made a mistake. If you think that you could remove this swamp and you
that's
can't...
not a you, it's a mum, but next guy is not a mum.
No, that's why I don't want to get into the detail of the truth. I'm just bringing out the lomdus of Rashba is that if you see the problem and you make a toys in your cheshbon, good, but you saw the problem. If you see a little water, you don't realize that there's water all over and it's flooded land underneath, so then you didn't see the problem.
He has to know. He doesn't know. That's what I'm saying.
Just because you don't know.
He saw...
That window, you want to be Mechadish something that isn't normal use. He wants a window. On land that you want to develop, that's normal use that you're buying it for.
But not if you know
it's a land. Let's say I see the problem in the land. I see the problem. Okay. So if you tell me, if I specify in the contract it has to be suitable to build, and it isn't, so that would be a mecca toys. But if a guy just goes into it, he sees all the problem, he thought he could live with the problem, and he can't live with the problem, there's a problem. I mean, there's a problem here, the problem.
He doesn't understand the problem.
All right, let's just hold it. You see the difference, and it's going to be very delicate. If you can make it that he doesn't really know, then it'll be a mecca toys. But I'm just giving you the guidelines, and we'll have to apply every case differently. Let's just move on here. These halachas are talking about, Pashas are talking about where I'm selling you a chafetz, it's supposed to be good, but I'm telling you, I want to cover myself, so I'm a national lechalai mumin, so no one really expects that there should be a mum, so you need a mechila, and it's a mechila, not a davashin lakit, so whatever the problem is, the bottom line is, lo yado damachem. You can have other things that a person buys a risk. He knows there's a risk. He goes into it knowing that there's a risk, if you get a shelf item, it's the last item in stock and it's on the shelf and who knows how many people already touched it and play with it, and you know you're getting into risk, and that's why they even give you a cheaper price to begin with. So there, it's not that you're buying a good item and you're trying to cover yourself from the downside. You're buying a different item. You're buying a shelf item that there is a possibility that it's broken or scratched or chipped or whatever it is. In that case, there are different halakhas. See, I don't need a mechila. I'm selling you something else. If I sell you a lottery ticket and you lose, it's not a mekach tois. You bought the risk and you, unfortunately, didn't win. But that was what you went into. Now, let me give you two tshuvas, interesting tshuvas. One is a tshuvas or rivash. A person went in and he there was someone who shechted an animal, and normally if you shechted, you have to be boydik to see if it's treifis or whatever it is. And let's say, well, just for argument's sake, it's a 50-50. 50% of the time it's treifis, 50% of the time it's kshayis. So I shechted an animal, and I didn't yet check if it was good or not. Or so I told the lookah. So I told the lookah, look, here's an animal. I just shechted it an hour ago. You can buy it. It's a risk. It's, you know, don't come back to me if it's a treifa. And I'll give it to, let's say, for half price, because it's a 50-50. You might gain, you might lose, and buy the animal. And there's a market, let's say, for these risks. And he took it, and it came out that it was a treifa. So obviously, if it was just out the risk alone, it was a treifa. Look, that was a risk he took, and it's an anamekach tois. But in the case was that the seller knew already that it was a treifa. He did check it. He lied to Lekek. Told the Lekek, I didn't check, and you have a risk. But he did check, and he knew it was a treifa, and he sold it anyway. So Rivosh says that the guy, he blasts the person, he's over a love of a nice form of Gnevis Das, etc., etc. But the bottom line is, it got to be the mekach tois. The Rivosh says, anamekach tois. Because nothing changed. I bought a risk. I went into it knowing that it's 50-50. The fact that you checked it didn't alter the risk. We had an animal, you rejected the animal, and there was a risk involved. And I went into the risk, or the guy, okay, I went into the risk. So therefore, it's considered an acceptance of this risk, and it's a good mekach. It's not a mekach twice, which is a chiddush. But the lomdus is that the fact that the seller knew about it did not alter the risk. That's one tshuva serivash. Then you have another tshuva shvus yankiv, which the Chari says is seemingly the same type of a case, but it has a different halacha. The case was that someone decided to sell a ring, a tabas, and he wasn't sure if it was mezuyif or not. He wasn't sure if it was real gold or just gold-plated. So the lokeach questioned him on that, what is it? And the seller says, look, I don't know. I had it. I have no idea. You're buying it. Look, that's the risk you're taking, and you buy the item. And the seller really did know. He knew already it was only gold-plated, but he sold it to him anyway. So the Shvus Yankiv says in that case that first of all, of course, he was Gnevis Das and he blessed him as well. But then on top of that, he says, the Mekach Tois, the Mechila wasn't a good Mechila. The person went in thinking that there was a risk. And in the meantime, it wasn't a risk. It was definitely not gold. It was only gold plated. So that should be grounds for Mekach Tois. Similarly, you have a Steer's Chuvah. Chuvah's Rivash. Lechoyer says in such a case, it's not a Mekach Tois. And the Shvus Yankiv says in such a case, it is a Mekach Tois. I like to suggest the following teretz. I'm open for other suggestions, but the following teretz is like this. The case of the rivash, the fact that the person checked the item did not alter the risk. What would be in the case of the rivash if the guy checked half the animal? And he tells the lokeach, or he tells the lokeach, I checked already half the animal, and it's fine. The other half, you still might have a risk in there. But the first half of the animal I checked, and it's clear. And the ma'isa is, he already knew in the first half of an animal that there was a mum, that there was a treifa. So that would be l'chayim mekatayzi. And the rivash would be moidim, because he never accepted the risk on the treifas of the first half of the animal. He only accepted the treifas on the second half, because the first half he was told that it was checked, and it was just fine. The reason why the rivash holds that his case is not a mekatayzi is because I told you I didn't check whatsoever. I checked it, I didn't check. So the risk factor, whether I did check or not, did not change. Just I know the outcome of the risk, but it didn't change. So therefore, you went into that risk, and it's a mekach hezkayim. It's fine. The case of Shvus Yankiv, I'm suggesting the case is that it was a tabas of the moicha. It was his personal ring. He had it for a number of years, let's say. And the lokeach was questioning him, did you find out in the years of use, whatever, did you detect that it wasn't real? Maybe the way it clanked on something, or maybe it nicked and you were able to see beneath the surface what it was. Did you ever detect that it wasn't real gold inside? And the seller, obviously through his usage, did detect. But he told the guy, no, I never detected it. So now when the buyer's going into such a deal, of course he's still a risk involved. There might not be gold through and through. But what he's going in is he knows that there was someone who had this ring for a few years and never noticed that it wasn't gold inside. The possibility that it's fake is, let's say, now 20%. It's minimized. It's not 50% anymore. Because if it was really not gold through and through, he probably would have noticed, or possibly would have noticed it till now. By the seller lying to me and said that he never noticed anything, I used that information, which altered the risk. I thought now it is only a 20-80 risk, when in truth, it's not true. If a regular risk involved, let's say, 50-50, but now I had that information, went down to 20-80, and it's not true. The maker with that usage did detect, so I was fed wrong information. I had a different risk factor, so therefore it's a mekach tois. Anyone have any? Correct. I'm making a gimme to Shrizyanka. He just said he sold him at the bus to look at, ask him, did you ever notice it wasn't? The Svaris Ramban, I don't want to get into it really, but there's a Svaris Ramban by a Mumcha as well, that if by the Mumcha who should have known, and by lying to me, so again, it altered the risk factor. I thought that there's a mumka who cannot tell, so the likelihood that it's really not real gold, even if the mumka tells me you can't tell, is only 20%, when the mumka really did tell, so there's a problem. In a chanam, it's the same lumdis that would be like what I'm saying, would be a mekav tais.
Why is it kind of not a problem? Because in the first place, when he checked it out, he knows that it's
trace. So it's not, it's worth much less. I'd rather not get into it. What I told you basically was is that he sold him the risk. But in economy, there could be a problem of another, right? I'd rather save it for another.
Not that I know.
If you sell a car as a risk, you're right. But generally speaking, when you purchase a lot or whatever it is, you purchase an item and the disclosure fine print saying you can't come back to me this and this and this. That's very nice. We all know I'm buying a real land, I want to develop or whatever it is. The fact that you just put all these amanas clauses, it's very nice. It's amanas and I don't believe you. It's different in the item which is clear that there's a risk involved. So then I'm purchasing the risk. Normally a person purchases a good item, thinks he's getting a good item, and you're telling him, don't come back to you. Okay, I won't come back to you. He really will come back to you. You know, that is the difference. If you could really structure the deal as a true risk, and a chanami, but it's not... Depending, if you want to structure it like that, if you could structure a used car that there's a risk involved, then in a chanami.
Why isn't there a risk? You know what the answer. You know you're not buying a car.
Certain risks you can entertain, certain risks you can't. If you're a seller to me, I don't entertain you duping me. But you're right. If you structure it like that, if you're going to structure it, then I'm buying a risk. If I'm going into it as a risk, good. So, but what would be much less would be is would have to be even much less in a regular used car. Because if I purchase normal used cars, I go back if there's a defect. So this guy who wants to sell me the risk is going to have to obviously give me it even yet cheaper than the going market for used cars. You're selling me now, just like in the case of the Rivosh, where it was a Suffolk Trafe, he gave it to him 50%, right? He gave it to him less.
I'll give you a choice, a 30-day warranty or no 30-day?
Well, 30-day warranties anyway. The 30-day warranty are things that were discovered later on, right? I mean, let's say there's something really there all along. Correct, that's what I'm saying. So those things are not even moving. That's a special tonight, and he would like to take off that tonight. It's a special service that the people do. It's not for what mashava. If there's a really a mum which was there all along, that's a mekach tois.
Processing a risk means that there's no risk. Yeah, he's got a real risk. It's stacked against him. The man knows it's trained.
He went into the animal. The case of Rivosh was he went into the animal shechted. Normal, an animal if it's shechted is 50-50. The fact that I know about it didn't change that to be a stam animal. Every animal, take any animal, there's a 50-50 risk.
But once it's known that it's trade. The fact that he doesn't know,
I didn't swap something. I didn't bedavka place this trafe animal and give you this trafe animal. There was an animal which you wanted to buy.
He's saying that he knows it's trafe, and he's saying it's a risk. It's not a risk.
I told him the facts. There's a stam animal which I did not know that it was a trafe before I shechted it, which was true, and I shechted the animal. There's a 50-50 risk. The fact that I knew afterwards doesn't alter that risk. No, that's true, but I didn't tell you whether I checked it or not. I just told you I'm selling you this risk. Sorry? Of course I'm a liar. You're right, I'm a liar, it's a problem. And Geneva's Das, the other problem.
That's the risk, that's the thing.
How can this man sell a risk?
The fact that I know now, did that alter the risk whether it would have been a trefa or could have been a trefa? That was the same risk involved.
What's alive? Right. Tell him it's alive.
One second. No, I'm not lying to him. We had the case. All right.
Let me ask something. If he's going out of business, the guy's closing this store, he's closing up, and it's very common, they buy, add, whatever you take, no return policy, take it out. According to this halacha, it doesn't exist?
Except for a different halacha, and that is normally when they go a going out sale, they give a reduced price. Right? It's usually significantly reduced. Why? Because they know that you have no one to go back to, etc. So it's inherent in that price. When you sell something like that, you're accepting the risk factor or actual movement. It was a case of that Goy Satri that he sold the horse, and he sold the horse at such a low price that Goy Satri said, Dom Mondim, which is a concept we're going to see later on, says that he obviously bought the risk. He wasn't buying a good horse, he was buying a Suffolk horse or a horse which might have a mum. So again, you see that when you buy a risk, that's fine.
If I want to add this shelf, it says what's the problem. It says it's a set of four, we're missing one. And that's why it's half price. You bring it home and you find the crack.
So it's something else. That would be
Megatron. Even though it says as is, but it's something else.
Here you go. Right. Let's move on. Zakhtar Amma, Hagor, Makalai Kli Shal Eitz, Vamalai Shu Shal Zav. However, if someone sells a wooden kli and the seller tells him shehu shozov and it's gold, since the lokeach sees it's clear to everybody that it's wood, even though the seller lied to him, so to speak, it's not a mekach tois. Why? Because motzi amalei, the seller could give an excuse. You know what I said when I said it was gold? It meant to toiv kishel zov amarti. I meant it was as good as gold. If he could touch up his words, but it's clear what you're buying, if you see it's blatant that it's wood, it's clear it's wood, so even if a guy tells you it's gold, you can't come back to him and say it's not gold.
Money should be with Eon in this case also,
right? If that could be, it will be as well. Okay, let's move on to the next sif. The next two sif, and after that, hopefully we get clear on these type of stipulations. Ches. Hamoichel l'chaveru parav. Someone sells to his friend the parav, amala yesh bo mum pleini upleini hanikorim. It has certain noticeable mums, over chalalim, and in the list of mumen that he gives, his gemum she'enu neki. He also mentions a mum which is not noticeable. V'nimtza ba oisai she'enu neka, and only the not noticeable mum was there, v'loi ha'acheim, but all the mumim that he listed, which were noticeable, really never panned out. He was lying to the guy. He said, it was a mum, and forget it, he did a better deal, it was not there. Now, Mechabe says, harei ze mekach tais, this is a mekach tais. This stipulation of being mefarish is not a good enough pirish. Why? The Makav is going to explain, but let's give the example. Kogoyin, Zekta Makav, Sh'amalei, Parazu chigeres viveres, it's it limps, and it's blind, Nashchonis, it bites, V'raptonis, and it crouches on things and break things. So the first two, chigeres viveres, is noticeable. You can give it a little walk and see if it knows where it's going, if it's blind or it's limping. Nashchonis, V'raptonis, you don't know, you have to get him angry and see the circumstances. And what happened? V'nimtas, and after you purchased it, you found Nashchonis bavad. It came out to be only a Nashchonis. Not chigeres, not iveres, not the two mumin that were noticeable, but the other two mumin which were not noticeable, one of the two were there. Hareze mekach tois. This is a mekach tois. Why? Because the lokeach claims, sheyema lokeach, kishir isi. I know that you stipulated these mumin. Oh, but kishir isi, shalois, alo chigeres, velo iveres. When you told me I have these four mumin, what I do? I immediately checked the mumin that I could. So I checked to see if it was blind. I checked to see if it was limping. And I saw it wasn't. So when I noticed that the two women that you mentioned and I checked were not there, Amarti, I thought, Kshem Shoim Bo Elo Mumin, just like these women aren't there, Kachim Bo Mumin Acherim, so too the other women you mentioned are not there. You're just putting a disclosure, don't come back to me with this, and you're listing the four common problems. You're only telling me this, Lashbiach Daiti. The two pshat in here, one pshat is Lashbiach Daiti, means just to calm me down, Well, sort of the Lashbech, the Mecca, to calm the Mecca down. I know that you're covering yourself, you don't want me to come back to you. But you really don't know that they're there. You're just saying, you know, it has these four mumin, and you're trying to cover yourself. But I don't accept it, like the Rambam says, I'm lo yod demachol, so it's not going to work. Other pshat Lashbech daiti is that you're trying to be Mishabech, the Mecca, saying that even with these four mumin, it's still worth it, still worth to buy such an item, I'm giving you a great price, or whatever it is. And so I really don't believe that these four women are there. Because I checked. I checked the two that were able to check, and it wasn't there. It's a mektes, because it came out to be a nashchonis. It came out to be something which bites. I can't have an animal which bites.
But
Right, but the four things that you mentioned, I didn't accept. It wasn't a good stipulation. The fact that you mentioned it by name, you said it was an Ashkenaz, I thought you were joking. Why? Because you also mentioned it was Chigeres V'Yiveres, and it wasn't. And I immediately checked it at the time of the sale, and it wasn't there. So I figured, just like the two Chigeres V'Yiveres that you mentioned weren't there, so two Ashkenaz Rav Tzonnes that you mentioned really wasn't there. So I never accepted these Tanaim. I never was Meichel you on these problems. But if some or all of the mumin that you were noticeable that you mentioned were there, he's a chigeres, so that I noticed and it was there, v'gam neshchones, and a bais which I couldn't notice. Oy, shehiveres v'chigeres, or it's both. It's hiveres and a chigeres v'gam neshchones, so it has both mumin hanikarim, both noticeable mums are there. V'gam neshchones, and even the mum which is not noticeable is also there. Ein zeh mekach tois. Why? The k'moy shemachal ala nika, since you mentioned all four, and the two that you were noticeable, at least one of them were there, and I noticed it, so I have to take you for real. Kach mochal al shein nika, so to az mechal on the other ones. So it means your stipulation was a good stipulation. The chiddush is even if only one of the mumim hanikarim were there, it's still a mechila. I can't say, well, when you mention nashchonis ravtonis and chigeres viveres, and only chigeres was there, so I could say, hey, I didn't check the chigeres, I only checked the viveres, and that wasn't there, so therefore I didn't take you for real. That's not an excuse. Since you mentioned two mumim hanikarim, two mumim that I could detect, I was supposed to have detected both of them. I should try to see if both of them are there before I deduce that you're joking. And since Chigeres panned out, it was a Chigeres, so therefore, even if it's an Ashkenaz, it's a Mechila. There's a Machlokes Achronim, what would be, in this last case of Mechaba. Mechaba says, if I mention Mumim HaNikarim and Mumim Shenim Nikarim, and some Nikarim were there, and some Enim Nikarim were there, the Mechaba says that's a good stipulation. What would be if some of the Nikarim were there, but all of the Enim Nikarim were there? In this case, the Chigeres panned out, the Averis didn't, but both was an Ashkenaz and a Ravtonis. So Sma says that since only some of the Nikarim were there, that means I checked for Chigeres and I checked for Averis, and I saw one of the two were there. So I see 50% of the Mumin that you're mentioning are real, 50% not. So I figured from the Nashkenaz and the Ravtonis, also only 50% would be there, and since all of them were there, I could tie them back to toys. That's what the Sma says. But the Shach and others, the Bach, argue, and they say, no, as long as something that you mentioned, which was detectable, was there, so I have to take you serious, and since you mentioned the other two things as well, so it's going to be a good stipulation, and it's a Mechila. Let's go to Siftes, and then I'll take questions. If there's one Mum which was Nika, let's say in this case, let's keep the same case, it was a Chigeres, and I say, look, you see it's limping? This is the animal, it's limping. And he also tells him, Yesh bo mum pleni u pleni shenim nikam, but it also has other problems. It's nashchonis, and rabtonis, has other problems. V'nimtu bo oisim ha-mumim she-hizkir, the mum that I mentioned were there, that means it was limping, shenim nikam, ein ze mekak tois, and it also has the nashchonis rabtonis, that's not considered mekak tois. Avilu ha-yo bo kolam mumim she-hizkir, even all the mumim that he mentioned were there, that means the one mum ha-nik and all the mumim shenim nikam were there, also it's not a mekak tois. Sharei lo yeteo, he didn't fool him. He mentioned all the mumim which were there, so he had to take him seriously, so it was emes mechila. The chiddush of this mechila, chiddush is poshut. He mentioned the mumim, all the mumim were there, what could be the possible problem? So the achrenim said the problem is like this, that since he only went out of his way to show one of the mumim, and the others he didn't bother showing me, so I figured, if he only showed me this one, probably this is the only real one that's there, the other two or the other three they mentioned really aren't there, so maybe it wasn't a good mechila. And the Kamash and the Mechaba know that since all the mumim panned out, they were all there, so it will be a good mechila. Any questions?
Thank you very much.
Sorry?
I buy 50 animals. I buy 50 animals. Under normal circumstances, I may end up with 35, I may end up with 25, but I'm going to end up with something. I'm going to end my food all in my tray.
All of them? Well, let's take the extreme. What happens only...
What happens...
Well, let me back up. Let me back up. You're naming on that if a person buys a stock of animals, and that alone is inherent that he's taking a risk. That is not true. According to halacha, technically, straight halacha, if a guy would buy 50 animals and one animal would be a trefa, he has a right to tie a mum on that animal.
No, we're talking about where it's risk. Sorry?
Even if he knows, if unless that became the minig, starting from the halakhic point of view, it has to be that even if one is a mum, it's a mekach tois. Ma'asham says that because everyone knows in Nibai Tanagoilis or animals, let's say in your case, that there is this risk involved with 50-50, so when he buys a whole lot of animals, then it became the minig now that we don't come back for mumin because you know you're entertaining that risk. And so Horodin, let's say, I'll apply to Esregim. You buy a box of Esregim. You know there's going to be some puzzle, some not so nice, some very nice. So therefore, if there is such a minig not to go back, then that won't be a mekach tois, because inherent then in the seal is, it was structured that I'm taking the risk. Now, if you take that risk and it came out that they're all bad, it's still not going to be a mekach tois unless it was rigged. I mean, normally...
No, it's highly unlikely for that to happen.
It might not, but I want to know if all 50 animals would become a kshay, would you start paying those seller more money? You took a risk. Is the risk involved?
Know that I come out with something at the end of the day.
And you usually know that you don't come out with everything. I want to know if all of them would be good. Would you pay them like more? No, because it's a risk. You know that, let's say, 90% of the time it's anywhere between 20 and 30 animals are no good, and then there's the 10% of the time that it might be only 10 animals straight or 40 animals straight. It could be you got a lucky day and you got all 50 good, or you had a bad day and you got all 50 bad. That is part of the risk.
That's the case with the most of the animals. I didn't check these animals. I have 50 behaviors that were not checked.
And were they alive or dead? I checked it all 50. Oh, I checked it all 50, and I didn't check. And you have to say, but I lied to the guy. So the chayyur would be the same thing like the rivash.
So that's what he's asking. Even in that case,
the if the risk factor was not altered by me lying to you, so even though I lied to you and I did an avnu. Why?
If one risk factor is that I know when I buy 50 that I'm going to maybe get 25 or 30 or 35, that's the natural messias. Here's another risk factor. You lied. You stacked the whole deck against
me. No, I rigged the deal, or there was a regular case. A guy walked into the store and he said he needs 50 animals. I said, take the last 50, which was the shachtin, and I happen to have known that the all 50 were tried.
And normally, in normal circumstances, when he does that, he knows he gets 30 or 35 of those.
So, but had I... But I want to know, what happens if I had not checked the last 50 animals, and you would have purchased those 50 animals? What would have been the halacha?
It will take.
No problem.
No problem. So that I know about did not alter the risk. Why?
Torah was a risk based on the natural metzias. Some are going to be kosher, some are not. It's no such
thing. Usually some are kosher, some are not. But in an extreme situation, there will be all treif or all kosher, right?
They all have
DD. I didn't. One second. Had I not noticed it, had I not checked, and I would have sold you all 50 kinitanim mekach tois because such a risk you never entertained?
What?
If I had not checked the animals, and I sold you the last 50? So if you hold that such a... I find it hard to believe, but if you say that, then who are then, of course, if you check it. But if you're Neman, that you're taking the risk of even if all are no good, or even if all are good, and it happens to be you checked all 50, so what? So then nothing to do with the guy checking it or not. No, if you... One second. Let me make this clear. If the guy stacked... I know. I right. I know that. Are you talking about where the guy stacked the deck?
Yeah, because he rigged it.
No. Oh, one second. No.
It's all trade. Yeah. I happen to know about it.
If the guy stacked the deck.
One second.
If the guy stacked the deck, then I'm asking. No, it's not the case. No, it was a risk. It was the last animal I just shechted. You walked into the store and I said, this was the animal I shechted. I happen to know that it was no good, but this is the animal I just shechted. Would you like to buy the animal I just shechted, which is 50-50? The guy said yes. He went into the risk. When I have an animal which I just shechted, is it 50-50 a trefa? Yes. I happen to have known the outcome, but is that risk involved? You're not talking about where the guy is for a 50-50 risk and the guy said, you know what, I have a good animal for you, and he takes a bad animal and he gives him punk that one. I'm not talking about where he rigs the deal. I'm talking about a normal case. A guy walks in and gives me the last 50 which was good shock then, and you knew all 50 were trade. It's a one in a million, but it happened. It just happened, so then it's fine. Nothing. That was part of the risk. It's a one in a million risk and you get all 50 which are no good, and you happen to win the jackpot. You got all 50 which were no good.
Yeah, but
he's stacking it as a mega toys. And I mean, that wasn't the deal in which...
I'm saying that even in the case of the Rivash, if the guy knew when he came in that this is a trade for animal, and he knows he's selling you a trade for animal, but he's making he's not telling him that it's a trade for animal.
Just telling him that it's a risk.
It's a risk. Telling him I'm selling you with a risk. And the guy, so he was over alive. He's over alive. He's not allowed to do it. But it's not a mega toys. If the guy sets up the deal, Let's say your case is 50 case, right?
Tell me the case in the reverse.
Let's say the case in the reverse. The guy says, I want an animal the way I dare it. Maybe I'm wrong, but the way I dare it. Let's say a guy walks into the store and says, I want stamina and I'll buy risk any animal. Not this specific animal, any animal. And the guy says, no problem. And he knows that this one's a trefa and he feeds him the trefa. He gives him the trefa. So he asked for a risk and you gave him a trefa. That wasn't a risk. But if the guy asks, he wants... The guy says he needs an animal. I said, look, I just shechted this animal. Would you like to buy the risk? We just shechted it. And it wasn't. So what, he knows the trade, but the risk didn't change. The risk didn't change. If I have number of animals and I bedavka select the one which was no good, so I said, I that's not a risk. You didn't, when you went into a store and you buy a risk of an animal shechted, there's a 50-50 risk. When you go into a store and you buy an animal which is a risk, and the guy has 100 animals to choose from, and he's going to take the one which is a trefa and give you that trefa, you didn't buy. That's not the risk that you bought. You bought a risk that's stamped to shecht an animal. It's 50-50. Not that the guy could take, and one out of 100 for sure is going to be no good. So he bedavka picked the one out of 100 which is no good.
That's what it sounds like. The only one can't choose, or if the merchant chooses it, he knew that this is a trefa.
If the merchant structures the deal, the guy walks into the store and the merchant says,
the last,
so let's say this is the last. Anyhow, this is the animal. I want to sell you this animal. This.
No.
Why?
He says this is the last animal. He's talking the last animal. So he's presenting a risk. If he asks for an animal and he picks that.
Now, if he if he asks for a risk and he picks an animal which was dafka trefa, that's no good. Let's say it works the other way around. The seller says, "This is the animal which I'm selling now." If the seller says, "This is the animal I'm selling to you now, at a risk. This is the I take the." And he knows it's right, but the risk didn't change. Why?
He picked up the animal.
I'm the one who structured. You walked into the store.
You picked the animal.
If I didn't rig the deal, I took an animal and I said, "Here's a risk. It's a risk. It's a 50-50." I set up beforehand. Okay. I don't know. I have to think about it. I hear where you're coming from. I have to think about it. If I buy a lottery ticket and there was a drawing already last night and I know that I lost, okay, and I go over to you and I tell you, look, I didn't hear, I don't know if I won it. The drawing was last night. I don't know if I won or lost selling this lottery ticket.
What's he telling him?
He's selling him a ticket which might have won last night, might have not won last night.
Because the person's buying a valid ticket,
it's an invalid ticket. Why is it invalid? We knew that the drawing was done already.
No, he won. Maybe he's a winning ticket. Maybe he's a winning ticket. No, he said that he doesn't know.
One second. What's on the last question? Let's go.
The moment wasn't
nicker,
right? How are you showing
it? Nechanami, it's a problem. It sounds from these achronim that you're capable of showing even moment shenin nikarim. This man says a lashin, he gamkin torch laharis loyamum. He would have showed him the mum. Avshe eno niglo be'eshe he revetes the manashek. At the time it's being revetes the manashek, it sounds like somehow that you should have waited for that. Truth of the matter is that once we come on to this, that you could show mumim sheni nekarim, because there's a bigger problem with the mechaber. The mechaber says a lashin that the case was talking about that there was one mum nikar which he did show, and the rest of mumim which were enim nikarim which he didn't show. And the chiddush was that maybe since he didn't show them, they weren't there. Why didn't you say a bigger chiddush that all the mumim were not nikar? And he pointed out, he went out of his way to show the mum, one of the mumim sheni nikarim. And that would be even a bigger chiddush, even though you see that he waited to point out a mum sheni nikar, and he didn't point out any of the other mumim sheni nikarim. So you would think that they're not there. Kamash malan, that even then they're there. Kamash malan, that even then the mekach is kaim because the stipulation was a good stipulation. Why did Mechaber only take the case where he pointed a mum sheni nikar? L'chayit is even a bigger chiddush, you could say. In the Maisa, the Kiryat Melech Rav is Mavur, his way of learning of Pshat and Rambam, that Taka, all of them were Mumim Chein and Nikarim, and he pointed out one, and nevertheless, the Kamash Malan is, nevertheless, even though he pointed out Mumim Chein and Nikarim, and he didn't bother to point out all the other Mumim Chein and Nikarim, still the Mekach is Kayim. Let's stop here.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.